It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
We're almost at the weekend, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's May 7th. Hope your day is going well and you are practicing social distancing. Whatever you're doing, just stay safe. I start off with some really, sort of troubling news. The personal valet of President Trump has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Wow.
Now, this is the person so close to the president that he serves him his meals.
And he doesn't wear a mask. Yeah.
That's how close. And he doesn't wear a mask. And both the president and the vice president have both tested negative, but... He was said to be, and I've never used this term, but lava level mad at his staff. And he says he doesn't think that they're, working enough to protect him. But he's got a point.
Like, put on a damn mask.
Well, I don't know, but he's that close. It's really, it makes me not want to go back to work again.
I got two words for him. Bon appetit.
Anyway, okay.
I'm playing, seriously.
Look, speaking of masks, is it ever really okay to shame somebody who's not wearing a mask? And would you go up to somebody and be like, where's your mask, bro? Would you do it?
I don't know. My kids around, I might.
Okay, well.
We're scary out there.
In Providence, Rhode Island, the whole state of Rhode Island, they're about to go to mandatory mask wearing tomorrow. And the mayor of Providence, in the meantime, is giving interviews and saying, look, if you see somebody without a mask, he's encouraging you to make yourself known, make the issue known, and to self-police. He says there are not enough police to do this.
Where's your mask at, bruh?
Right. Well, I don't know. I've seen it turn ugly. You saw the guy who wiped his nose on some store worker because she told him to. People are crazy. I don't know. I might not be going out there and telling other people what to do. Maybe that's me.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right. It could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous.
Just take your time. All right. Look, there are 60% of Americans say that once we can go back to work, I'd rather just work from home. And the experts say, yep, more job satisfaction, less people getting sick, and you save on gas, the commute, and less pollution. So I don't know. I want to go back to work, though. It's funny for me doing a TV show from my house. That's just me.
Well, more snacks, I'll tell you that much.
And lastly, Google is out with the top searches as parents are out here trying to teach their kids the top ones. How do I do fractions? Also, what is an adverb and an adjective, and where does photosynthesis take place? So we need some help out there. If you've had to Google something because you're helping your kids, give us a call or just call us. Talk 202-432-WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.